figure of your letter. So first is the Pashto Torah, the Pashto Zriya. Well, there it says in of 2 months later, the person gives birth, whether you see Dam, you don't see Dam. By a Zohar, you have 7 days of Tumor, and 33 days of Tyro, and by the Teva, it's 14 and 66. So first, the Kittu comes out in the Tyro, there are two Allah that come out in the Tyro, and two comes out through Rabbonim. In the Tyro, the Allah is, again, you see Dam coming out, or even Dam doesn't come out, later in and of itself is in the Tumor. Later itself is Tumor. Now, if Dam comes, also, for the Maitre, the Dam itself is not being the Metame. Where the tumor is coming from is from the later itself. However, when it comes the 8th day, even if it flows straight from 7 to 8 without stopping, but we pass in this, it's all one ma'ayin, it's all one well coming out from. Therefore, if it flows straight, the dam on day 7 will be tamei, the dam on day 8 it could be tor. And she sees dam in her Torah 8 by boy 233, the loch will be in her Torah, she can have fear, no problem. And then, however, afterwards, same by then. And then after, let's say by the day 40, when she switched over from 40 to 41, day 40 itself you see Dam by Zohar or Bitar, she flows straight to day 41, or be Tome, why get I am Psuch, Gizeh Sakosim, the Dam on those 33 days by Zohar is Tor, the day before it's going to be Tome, the day after it's going to be Tome, whether it stops or doesn't stop. She might have to go to Mikvah, after Tome, it's the Issa of Tumas later. That means after day 7, the Loch is 7 days she can see Dam, don't see Dam, 7th day at night she goes to the Mikvah, and 8th day, 233, in the Torah she can be Torah. That's one Halacha in the Torah. Second Halacha in the Torah, and let's say she's your letter Zav. Someone who was, let's say, 8 days before she gave birth, she became a Nido, which is not uncommon, usually doesn't happen, let's say it happens. Then the 8th day later, it's Yimei Zavah, she gives birth on Yimei Zavah, or let's say it's 11 days later, so on the straight, she's a Zavu Gedoylo. Then she saw, then she needs a Loch Minat Torah, Minat Torah needs Zayin Nekiyim. Now this Zayin Nekiyim can be done Sai Bimei Tumah, Sai Bimei Tairo. However, the Rishonim discussed, the Ramban and the Torah, that we paskin, that if you see by, you see Dam and Yimei Torah, even though the Dam itself is not Tomei, but the Maishu needs Zayin Nekiyim. Need Zayin Nekiyim, and therefore Dam that you see can be Saisa on Yimei Torah. So in the Torah you need Zayin Nekiyim. I mean, by Zohar, choose your letter to me, Zohar. The first 7 days, she can also have Zayin Nekiyim, so she sees, she can be Tomei anyway. And the 8th day, after and onwards, she needs Zayin Nekiyim, and if she sees, she can be Soyser, Minat Torah, she can be Soyser. That's Minat Torah. Came along with the Rabbonim, and they have really over here two Rabbonim that are being thrown out at you. One Rabbonim is, that's based upon the Chumra of Zera, that we are saying that every Noshim that we see Tivat Dam Kechardel, Aim Tivat Kevah Bli Dam, and therefore we hold the Lachid, you always need Zayin Nekiyim. Just like when a Torah someone's your lettuce, but you may Zava, she needs Zayin Nekiyim. Came look at Chum and say also, Nichon Negeda of Chum of Zera, we need Zayin Nekiyim. Now everyone agrees, it's not a Machlok Shushayim, everyone agrees that we hold by your lettuce, but Zemanenu we need Zayin Nekiyim. The only shall we'll get to after you went to the Mikvah one time, but Maisa, we hold, everyone agrees, Nichon Chum of Zera, they need Zayin Nekiyim. That's one Dindu Rabbanon. A second in the Rabbonim, that's Machlokes Rishonim, is let's say you already had Zayin Nekiyim. You went to the Mikvah, then what happens afterwards? You saw Dam. Now, this is called Dam Tohar. She let's say it's day 14, 15, 16. In Dam Tohar, what happens? Are they were boiled in Dam Tohar or not? Machlokes, the Raivit, the Ramban holds, it's Nichol Chumah or Mavzeiro, and therefore we give a Locha like all Dam Tohar, like Dam Tomei, there's no Chilz between the two, need Zayin Nekiyim. Last thing came the Bahag, the Rambam brings down depends where the minig is, in Svartit or in other places, that there was certainly a minig in Klai, so the people were boiled upon Dam Tor, and they said the Chumra B'Zei does not apply in this case. That means that's in the two Drabbonim. Being your letter Zav, everyone agrees that's in Drabbonim. Once you went to the Mikvah, there's a second Shaila among the Pesachim, Dam Tor, what's the Lachah Dam Tor? Do you say it's Nichol Chumra B'Zei, the Ban Shito, or you say it's not the Bahag Shito? The Maisub is Manenu. All the places already came out by Tam the Rishonim, the Gadol Achronim. They're all right. The Minhag Klal Yisrael, we're machmir l'mais by Dam Tohar. There's no one that's Manenu who can be bold upon Dam Tohar. The Shalva will luckily give it, but Vada will give not be bold upon Dam Tohar. That's the kids that first get two derises and two derabonim. A fifth point to add in, Shalom is Manenu, Shulis Meshuot Yaakov, is some practically. Practically, when Oshim give birth, it is a trauma. And therefore, it's not practically, you should not have a beer sometimes, you should always go to the doctor to make sure when. They usually advise before 6 weeks. Usually, anyway, she's not going to be told before 6 weeks. But let's say it's shaykh, they advise not to. Or if she has cesarean, they advise maybe longer, 3 months, 4 months, 5, depends on the case, what happens. And some, health-wise, they advise you should always go to the doctor, check out, make sure. And also, agav, when you go to the doctor, you should go when you make tome before you do the hefsek. Because if it starts prodding around and poking around, you get into problems sometimes. So therefore, they advise to go check by a doctor by your maitzoma before she starts doing a hefsek, to find out if, when she does a hefsek and she does a nekim, is she be royal to be or not, because maitzoma might not be healthy. It might not be practical. Fine. Those are basically the yesoidus. Now, I'd like to first stick to one point. There's a case, again, there's a case of Dam Tor. Dam Tor is a machlokes, we show you, are we bow upon Dam Tor or not, Nicholas Kumar of Zero. Now, again, Alocha Avada will not be bow upon Dam Tor. Now, the Shalab is Manenu, what getter do we give it? Now, when you give birth to a boy, it's not that common, because by boy, you have what? You have 7 days, you have 33 days, you have 40 days. Now, Dam Tor is going to be within 40 days, within 6 weeks. It's very not common for Isha to see within to be Torah within 6 weeks. And even if it is, for her to become Torah and then to become Torah again, it's not that common. But by when you have a girl, you have 14 days, then you have 66 days, then you have together 80 days. That means you have 11 and a half weeks. Now, if you're nursing, again, it's usually not common. But if you stop nursing, I know the shaykh, people have that way, they don't nurse right away, they shaykh them to get the period back right away, they get the vest right away, and they put shaykh for them to become tummy and have dam tor. So if shaykh and see it, and our nurses only have that way, they do have dam tor. The shaykh is, what halacha do we give dam tor bizmanenu? What halacha do we give it? Do we give it a halacha like all nurses across the board, and say, exactly, halacha, there's no chilik, like dam nidah, dam tor? Or no, do we have different chilukim? And that's them anywhere, anyone who read the Pesachei Tshuva right away on the page, Gosser's case, Mitzad Brocho, Mitzad Oven, Nafkiminas, what halacha is manenu do we give it a Dam Torah? So let's go through 12 different Nafkiminas of Pesachim discuss, the Kitzer, and they're coming from different avenues, different cases. Just what halacha do we give Dam Torah? First shall is discussed, because Tshuva starts with, do you make a Brocho on the Tshuva itself? Do you make a Brocho on the Tshuva? Now bring down the Tshuva Mahavis, the Supik. Tshuva Mahavis said he discussed it with his Rebbe was not exactly sure. Maisa, we have the Dagma Bava and Madura Tinyano, some in the back, some on the page. Over there it says, very clearly, he says, Posh Tim, Maisa, we don't make a bracha. Maisa, we don't make a bracha. When you go to the mikvah, I'm Dam Tor. Now, there's a big mavuka upon the place, is that true or not true? And Baker is not really the Sigyo Nigeria to Dam Tor, it's more Nigeria to the Sigyo. Do you make brachas based upon something that's a minik? Do you make a bracha on Halal? Do you make a bracha on a Rava? The Gemara says, do you not make a bracha on a Rava, it's only minig Nevi'im. Yet, we make a bracha on Halal. In fact, we shall Maisa, why? So the Teretz Betim is, the Svadim Maisa don't make a bracha on Halal. The Bnei Ashkenaz do make a bracha upon Halal. So La Locha Be'ik, if you look among the Bnei Svard, they say, the Maisa did not make a bracha when you go on Dam Tor. Why? They have the whole Shavu Torah based upon Halal and a Rava, and they say, do not make a bracha. Bnei Ashkenaz, some Sefer, says he brings down the nine of and says no, but we do make a bracha on Halal. It's Zichul and Al Kedush Mitzvah Simecha Lo Yisoser. And the Ma'aseh, we do make a bracha. Again, the nine of you do not understand the way. What comes out Lalocha really depends if you're Bnei Ashkenaz or Bnei Svar. Bnei Svar, the Ma'aseh, depends really what you do by Halal. You make a bracha on Halal before you make a bracha there also. You do not make a bracha on Halal before you not make a bracha there. A second shalom by Dam Tor. No, that Ma'aseh, that's where is Mana Gemara. They are not to. Really, Rebbe is Mesakin, and we're not meant even one extra day. Betim is from the Gemara already. So that's also Shalal, why exactly? But here's after the Chesimus of the Gemara. Really, the Sama is in Hogab Alma. Once we, if we, it really depends where you go with the Bahagim and Ramban. But the Maestro, we give a Chesash to the Ramban. Betim is our own Anhoga, our own Minig. How can we make a bracha upon it? No. Avada, there are two cases here. A case where she has to go, the mikvah did not go yet, Avada, she makes the bracha. Let's say she went, and she went to mikvah, she went after 6 weeks. She's not nursing her, and she's still dumb, and she had a girl. In that case, the second time going to the mikvah, that's shall make a bracha. Avada, the first time, Avada, you make a bracha, and after Avada, she achieved to go to the mikvah, that's falshit. The second time, when she saw her with after 6 weeks, and by a girl before the 11th half week, and that time, Torah, what halacha is, do you make a bracha or not? A second shalom, a similar case also, is a ksumim. If the Tshuva over here brings down the shalom, is a ksumim or not? Now, those who want to say there's no ksumim, and it can come from two different reasons. One, Besim is to the opponent, Sanhogu, who said to him, Makal upon himself, Sanhogu by ksumim. Well, it even better says this, so it's for Tshuva. What's the whole reason why we're being machman ksumim? that we saw in already from the case in Simchot Tzadik, the Psalm Sefer says, why? Because since we're giving machmah for Tomo, not to make a chukh of a tulu, give machmah to a bailo also. We made a gzei what? For etzim for taris. Once it's about taris, it's different for the bailo also. Says the verse for tshuva, the taris in this case anyway is tamay. Why? Once anyway it's tamay, there's no gzeira for the taris. No gzeira for taris, why make gzeira for the bailo? The whole yisrael is the gzeira of ksum is only for taris. There's no gzeira for taris, because anyway it's tamay minat taris. Yeah, he goes on. He says it's a different story. Culture gets albeit the mikdash can go on. He says I don't think he even says the kama. That's my word. Here's the words going into the mikdash. Masking. The ma'ase is tamei anyway. The ma'ase is tamei. It's not negate to make gzeir on it. To make gzeir on it, a kaseh mishmaya should be mutter. The ikatana back. They keep bringing down over and over the words around Ramah. The Ramah says the loch is zayin nekiim a mikil miksamim. Sorry. Ramah writes in Sif Alpha, and he writes. Vidina kishar dam l'chol dover. It's like shar dam, what for everything, l'chol dover. Everything came along with machmer, again, either with machmer al tchum v'zeira, al the Ramban, or machmer mitzad at anhogga, but our anhogga is what l'chol dover. L'chol dover is even k'samim. My sister thought I know the anhogga is manenu, as they were also machmer upon k'samim. A third case is discussed in the Mekat Tziruf. What happens is the kesem with the bracha, right? Bracha is one machlokes, except kesem is another machlokes. Well, by the kesem with the bracha on the tefillah. Shlomo Kugel says also now we make a bracha. I think as far as now also Tanhog we do make a bracha upon that. A fourth case we discuss is that we'll get the Simchus Tzadik Vav over there. They say your toilet on a kesem on the first 3 days of a mako. Or toilet upon a kesem on the first 3 days of a mako. Toilet upon a mako or not. The mice is machloikis, there are more of the shach over there. But also the same shalom, be more makel over here, not more makel over here. Maskon at the end, they're all bringing down the words of Morgan. And what is the chol dover? And therefore, if we're machel over there, if we all have to see what case we are, when we're not, we'll get to kum sadek vav, machlokes to shach ramo, whatever loch we give over here has the same exact loch. Another case they discuss is, the Nadi Behudo over here discusses, let's say you saw the shash tashmish. Can we gomer or not? Let's say b'shas tashmish, a dam tar, you want to make it one time. Are you going with the beer, or you perish b'eva chai, b'eva meis? The Kamalom's in the Buddha, and he says, he makes the kavach chayim from him p'sula. Ma p'sula, b'zman ha-gemorah was offer. And yet came along Chazal and said, keep going with the beer. And we go like the wash, if you perish b'eva chai. Kosh can hear that's not even b'zman ha-gemorah, it's only on hoga that we took upon ourselves. After the b'zman ha-gemorah, avadi can be going with the beer and perish b'eva chai. That's the Nadi Behudo. Olimeus and the Pesach Tshuva on the page sends himself his own peers from that tree, and everyone jumps upon him. The main cash they ask is why over there we're going with the beer. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because we've been for a parish. Therefore, like you're going with parish, we have been for a parish. The swear over here, we've been for a parish, the Maisa does not apply. So why in the world, and his words are the way that he says over, we've been for a parish is Vada Tira Dam. Vada Tira Dam? Dam Torah, you assume she's not going to see. She's a Chatzim Sparrow. You don't assume she's going to see. If for that reason does not apply the Torah, and therefore you should be machman also be parish by Eva Meis and Eva Chai. I'm sorry, Eva Meis, not be parish by Eva Chai. Same halacha like all dam nido. Now you do have to know the Gemara itself says only Baal Nefesh to be machman, but leave it like a parish. Maybe it's coming from the words that Baal Nefesh. Otherwise, everyone can be makel. You have to know what the Rebbe thought. Lamaisa and Hogdel again. All the Torah say even Sam Torah. You have the halacha like a case of a nido. You have a noit be tzipanayev, and it can only be parish by Eva Meis. Nochash Shalit also discussed maybe the Kavach from the Sula. How many days do you count? Do you count 4 and 7 or 5 and 7? Those who want Taino, the Maestro of Sula, give 4. You also give 4. Come along, because the place can say the reason why you give 4 over there, one father wants to say, Dapka, because you're not going to be bald by Nishmashas, or where you can be bald by Nishmashas. Boy, the Maestro again, the Ramah ends up saying, it's a Koldova, the Koldova. It's again the Locha, as we mask, we give 5 and 7. Another case we discussed is Achokas, we must to be on her bed and on her bed, like we make her by Basula. Again, the place can say we're not make her. So, kids, we already went through 8 cases. They still want to be make her, and we make her, we come out with the same exact halacha. Another case, it sounds like maybe the place can on more night to halacha, is the other vest or not? Let's say she saw her in her 10th month, and she saw Dam Tor. Do you count vestes from Dam Tor? Now, again, do you count vestes or not? The Yisoid, says the Chaznish, is the Yisoid of the Vestas, this is a cycle what's to come. Dam Tor, you want the Taina, is not negate, it gets about truth for us. First of all, do you count Vestas from something that's Tor? You get involved, we see Dam, but it's a Ferret, it's Tor. You count the Vest from there. A Gerrit, you count the Vest from there. It gets involved in cases where it's Tor. He says, what do we do? Why? The Yisoid is a cycle. So therefore, if you see in the Shofaris, it's Tor, might see count, body do count the vest. But he wants to tell us that the one, this Dam Torah is no Sheikh to Dam Tomei, there's no cycle one to another, and therefore the Chadnish wants Tani, there is no vest that's from Dam Torah. You have a girl or a boy, the first 40 or 80 days, the Mice should not be a vest from it. Now, he does write it, the Chadnish, like three or four times this way. Yeah, but it's true it's the same mind. But who says that it creates a cycle? This is, you see Dam, what's Torah? Now first you can argue the point, ask him on him. Void the Vazan says, he writes, it's Poshim, the Chanish is cutting Bizman Gmor, not Bizmanenu. A Gam Swam is Manenu being not Chazis, being Makel. He said, no, it's some of Bizman Gmor, we're Machel, like Kilmor, the Master of the Choldover, the Master, we do have Vestas. And therefore, Baker the Poshim say, and it's before Shech Sam Sefer, it's true, but it says we do have Vestas by Dam Torah. So Master, either they argue in the Chazanish.
If you make a Vest to work, if you
can someone
making
Makel. Oh, so then you have another Shalom by a Menekes, we do give them a vest in a kavur. Are we choshev vest kavur or not? Now that's what Machlokes Poshim is Manenu. Do we give them a vest kavur also? Usually, more only give the vest in a kavur. So again, I was separate Machlokes. No, the child is Manenu. We change the vestia. Right? You're talking about not we. It's Malik Mora. Bobby only give vest in a kavur. But Manenu do give choshev vest kavur. Or does Machlokes Svarim do maybe because Manenu the vestia change? Kvevet, it doesn't want to say l'chumma kvevet, but also say l'chumma we do.
Kvevet even for
a vest kvevet? Even for a vest kvevet, we're choshes for a vest kvevet, it's from his manenu amon night laugh, but Moshe says, yeah.
Is that
the
l'chumma?
No, so they say only l'chumma, not to be oika old ones.
Is this what it's for?
Yeah, so that won't be oika. Another case is the mice, there's one kula that they do have, the very clear they do have, the shach says from the Eshkol, is let's say you roi mach v'tashma, she osed your husband three times. Come along the shach and says, the mice, if you may toyer, the mice can let you have tashmash. Why? Because true, we have a choldov, everything's like a damnido, but mice, mitzah deguno, mitzah ta'asi, the first of the husband, mitzah roi mach v'tashmash, that far is not the choldov, it's in the shach. Seif will take upon this kula and say, in this case, Kaiser was not makalpa upon himself, and therefore it's muti may tara. That means, let's say you ask him the husband three times. So what you can do is you may tara have bia. The mice, if you do not see, then it shows that you did a bdikah shem aferes. And the mice says, so the bdikah of the pleiskim don't help her that you'll be oiker the first three times. On seif, a mice can stay married to the person. So it comes out there is a whole book of one kula. That first of all, you can do tashmish be may tara. And if she sees them, so what? We won't bother us. And then also end up saving her, and this is considered like a case of B'digah Shiva Feret. Another challenge that we discussed is what about Tver Leinosei? The Maise, Halach Tver Leinosei needs Zayin Akiyim. The Maise, even if she sees Dam Chim with the Chosh, you'll see on something that we don't really, it's better than Dam Tor. Again, so come along with Ned Behud, and said it can be Machmur, Machmur Kesser, and Machmur over here also. There is a second kula that can seem to do go with. Again, we have one kula mitzad roi mach matashmish. A second kula is the maris. In some kula peiches, we have different colors. We have brown, yellow, green, orange, all different colors. Now, there are those, we have different colors, you can't understand the sigil, but there are certainly those who are machmer on things that are later to admimus, when, let's say, they're brown, or yet, for, let's say, they're orange, or kadoimo, yellow, later admimus. So come along the Halkas Yaakov and others, they want taino. Now, when we learned the sigil over there, we saw that by ksamim, there will be more makel. For example, a vozner writes, a brown will be more machmer, however, the kesem will be more makel. Noitel l'shachuris, there will be the machmer, on the kesem, more makel. Why the more makel? Because kesem itself is drabonim, and we're not going to have a drabonim from drabonim. Some of the swam is manenu, they want tainim by marriage, the same thing by a damtor. What's the svara? Why? Because the damtor is drabonim. We'll give it the gedder of a kesem. The loch is like a kesem. True, we're machman kesem 100%. We're machman kesem, we make brach on the kesem. But the loch of kesem by marriage is more makel. If so, on a dam Torah, which again, Chakasach is very clear, does not mean the before you went to mikvah. It's after you already went to the mikvah one time, the second time, before you go to the mikvah the second time, and you're talking about a girl after 6 weeks, whatever, before 11 weeks, and that time you see dam, and you want to mitzvah yourself, on those maris be more makel. Well, I'm brown, like to let me must be more makel, yellow, I'm half sectar, be more makel, yellow, you won't take on the chum and the chokmas odom. Why? Because you get it, will give it like a kesem. Just like the chokmas odom said on the half sectar to machma and gal, ever he is makel on a case of kesem, he also, in this case, these maris give the coolest all the get of the kesem.
Why not before the
mikvah
also?
The first time? No, that's been a Torah already.
Come on,
you better. But after me, read the chokmas Yaakov, he thought that we want to be makel gan. They said, I forgot, my sabbat to be led to the reso. Not the first time in Daraisa. So you go to the mikvah, you went, you're
the
mikvah.
What? Without the marriage.
No, we hold Chumra B'Zeirah and the Zainakim. We hold Mamish, we need Zainakim.
Yeah.
They get the two Drabbans over there. The Drabbana of Zainakim, he made Ziva. The first time, it's the Drabbana of Chumra B'Zeirah. The second time, it's the Makhlik Zdam Torah, not Dam Torah. The first time, Chumra B'Zeirah, like all the B'Zeirahs we have, we hold the same halacha all over, across the board. The true Maitha, Minatorah, Vadik, go to the mikvah without having any Zainakim. But everyone agrees that Chumra B'Zeirah before you go to the mikvah for the first time. There is one other aspect we discussed in the Mefush Halacha and Simcha of Tzaddik, in the Gate of Dam Torah, are we toiling? The halacha is that we have two nashim that are both are Torah, and we see a kesem, we say both are Tamei. One is Tamei and one is Torah, the halacha would tell upon the Tamei. Let's say, in those days, someone has Dam Torah, and someone who is Torah, is Mutter, the halacha would toil upon the Dam Torah, why? Because no one gets messed up. The Holy Spirit would say, my husband, hi, my high, when both of them, either one will get messed up. But let's say, one won't get messed up. We'll say the Dam Torah will tell upon the Torah. Because Vanenu, Kamal Vashach, and the Pesachim, the Mechaber, passed away in Tzuf Membei, in Simchum Tzadik, that two came on Klai, so the Mach upon themselves. They give them a halacha of a Dam Nito. However, if she didn't, Maitha, in the case she did not see, if we find a Kesem between two Nashim, we'll tell upon her. I lamaisa, why tell upon her? Let's say my chos and ask the both. Because the maisa, they're machmer upon themselves, but they were not machmer to affect the chaver. Therefore, mitzvah the chaver will tell upon her, she's tamei anyway. She doesn't lose the gain out of it anyway. So either way, she's going to be tamei. Maisa, the chaver still will be saved. So it comes out, but even though in Dam Torah, the Ramos said the whole dover is equal, the maisa comes out, there are three things that are equal, they're not equal. What's not equal for? Roy Mapatash Mishal Letter Dubiya. The second thing is for Myra, to give the cool of a Kesem. A third thing, by the Lach of Tliyas, the Machaber will tell upon her and not upon the Machaber, we will not say this for my Chos. It's also for three coolers. Now, there are a couple other Hanhogas seem to be in Klai. So, one of the first of all, in the Forge Gemara, Mesachim, Daf Kofi Gimel, over there says, Daf Kofi Gimel, that seemed that on Lel Mem Aleph, or Lel Pei Aleph, there was Yimei Vest, or something like that. They were posh May Alpha Pay Aleph. Now what the reason is behind it, Baitha being done a machlokes between the Bahag and others, Bahag calls the get of Yemei Vest. Other Rishon the Rashbam says not Yemei Vest, it's to machalik between that in those days the Zman of Gemara. They would be Baal Adam Tor, therefore they saw Dam Mamish. What happened? They weren't Parish. Therefore tell you that the Dam then you don't have to be Parish, the Dam afterwards you have to be Parish. Therefore the night of Mem Alpha, the night of Pay Aleph, they were Machmer and they were Parish. That's two ways to understand the Gemara. Nafkamino is Bizmanenu, we're not boiling upon Dam Torah. What's the halacha in that case? Therefore, the Amon Shuvo, the Taz brings down, the Taz himself says, since Bizmanenu, Lamaisa, we are not boiled, therefore, we do not need days and Mechalos between the May Torah and May Tomei. Therefore, it comes out we do not have this halacha at all. Agamas Gemara Psochem, Nafkavi Gimel, Maisa don't have this halacha at all. And therefore, the halacha they pass in the Amon, or Choshokon, Taz, or Oid, there's no Indian at all to be machme at all on Pei Aleph and Mem Aleph. Tell us, Sheni, the Meister Shach, really, and later on the Sif, he says, Ba'nefesh mi machme on Alatzmoy. Either mitzad is choshk for the Bahag Shito, or mitzad that for those who wish to cast your be'etem, once we have a Gzer and Klaisol to be Borish Mem Aleph Pei Aleph, Meister, there is no, how we're Oikid this Gzer, where is that Kiro over here? Find the Shiloh. Therefore, the Shach says, Ba'nefesh mi machme, the kids are being down, Ba'nefesh mi machme. Machlok the place is the Indian for Ba'nefesh mi machme or nothing at all. Again, the Taz and the Ramah said, Lech Lochosh Klal. The Shach seems to go, and the kids went the other way, they should be Choshish out of Ba'nefesh. There is another Noga that's brought down, the people did not go to Mikvah at all before the day 40, before the day 80. What the reason is, different as far as brought down over here, as far as I know, no one has, seems to have this Noga, but it's Manenu. There is also another Nogah being down, the Mayan Tam Shito, that to go to Mikvah twice, as far as I know, also that's not an Nogah, but it's Manenu. But those different Nogahs, the Maisel comes out, really the only thing that's really in the Geratos is maybe to be Polish Lel Mem Aleph or Pei Aleph. Again, either the Baal Nefesh Machmu or not do it at all. And again, the Loch of Dam Torah, as far as I know, the Machmu come out on everything, except for maybe Emiris or Leah's maybe. A couple of points. One first is, Purim is coming up. First up, Mitzvah Olam. I live in Hanol, it's not so easy to get here, sometimes in Purim. So, usually the night before, and La Megillah, the Olam was invited to my house. And the Olam likes saying over the Machta Vitri that La Megillah is La Shikurim. Fine, but Maestro Moh says it's only Ksav Mitzvah, Ksav Simcha. don't drink a lot, only a little bit of ksas. I know ksas is relative to what you do during the day. I'm asking. If I'm mice, is a bit of ksas. I was added over to, I don't know, for gas 32. What time? I have to check. But for night, Aleph. Second point is that the Chvur Bezda next month will continue in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. Will be finished Nido by Rosh Chodesh Tammuz Baruch. From Rosh Chodesh Tammuz through Elul, we have Baruch 2.5 months. So there is discussion among the Olam what exactly to learn. So I'd like to put a vote out to the Olam, mainly two options. One is to continue doing Mikvois for 2.5 months. Vaisish is very long, it's very hard, very tough. But either learn Mikvois or do something else for Elul's Ma'adu Chala. And from Tammuz onwards, do either Avaminim or to maybe Yichud. But basically, the vote will be one question, Mikvois or not Mikvois. No matter what the other thing is going to be. If not Mikvois, we'll see. It'll be Chal and something else. That's the second point. A third thing I mentioned last time that at the end of eating Shum, I said over the disciples that he says, Enechilich Pachu Gizai, it's Gizai Sekabeo. So my side is mine back to the Makoris. The Makoris are quoting a Benu Kilat Yaakov. I looked up over there, and at least in the new print over there, it says that he writes the same words. It's better as Rabbi Yaakov quoting the cipher. Over there, there's a letter that Reb Chaim wrote back to the person who wrote the cipher, Pnimiya cipher. And he writes over there, there's a girl over there that says, when people read this, they'll make a mistake and think in the kind of the mitzvah of Achila Shum is Daska Begezayas to Gebeyo. People read it and make the mistake. I'm one of those people. And therefore, the Locha is, as the inner of the Imar Bezera, as the school of have children, he says, you need to Gezayas to Gebeyo. But the inner of Achila Shum, Alel Shabbos, the mitzvah, the Kodesh Ezra, ain't no share. There's no share. That means no one says there's a share. The might the word do the words, I'm not sure. In a book of advice, less the concept means what people say. There is no share by how much you have to have Shulman Law Shabbat, even the stipler, if you want to have Zechidav Kindalah, Zayas Gaveya, that's what the stipler is saying it for. So that's the time we're back, and there's a go over there saying, don't make this mistake. So I'm sorry. And just, we have a couple more minutes. Another point is Maisa, Purim is coming up. There's yeshiva tomorrow. There's signs up that yeshiva buses are coming even on Purim, on the Yom Shlishi. And the yeshiva also on Thursday. People that might be not realize that. Yeshiva on Thursday. And then again on Sunday. Now, Avada, everyone understands that yeshiva Torah should come to yeshiva. I know Thursday is very hard. But if Monday is hard, but Thursday, even if you can't learn, come, be Mazak the Olam, sit there. At worst comes to worst, you might actually learn something. No, come to yeshiva and help out the Olam to have a Ruach HaTorah, or I don't know if a Kol HaTorah, but have the Ruach HaTorah, and at least come and to learn a little bit. Not for Monday, say. That's Hashem Sunday. That's Hashem. Might it's long way. Stop learning it. You have to learn it. Might is yeshiva, and you have to come every day. Now, again, our bosses, I'm not the one that's going to get really to bosses, but like some other people. But the Might yeshiva is showing that we have yeshiva on Tuesday. May Purim, there is yeshiva. You want to call yeshiva, you want to have Estek, or whatever you want. Might is yeshiva. Now, also, that's one point of Purim. Another point of Purim is sometimes people lose out the godless, or the mildest of Purim, that everyone quotes from the Zohar, Yom Kippur Kippurim, Kol HaPoshi Yad Noisim Lai, say that person sticks out his hand, say a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever he asks for Kodesh Baruch Hu, he made Tefillah, he made Ratzon, he made Torah, something to be Zohar. Rabbi Avraham was speaking this as Friday night, he discussed the Shiloh that the shul is being mitzamtim in certain things, and the Gaboim had a big argument about insurance in the shul, how much to give insurance, this, what to cover for the fire, for injury, for Gneva. So one wanted more, one wanted less. So went to the Rav. Rav said, I can't answer that. Let's go to Reb Chaim. So they went to Reb Chaim. They asked, how much insurance does a person have? How much? So Reb Chaim said, Lo Shimon of Lo Yirinu to even have insurance. They already had a whole list of questions of what to insure. Reb Chaim said, over insurance? What kind of schos do you have? Makamatoyo? Is it from the learning? You have the insurance. Because Kashbroku needs insurance. I can take care of himself. He's a big boy, you know. So that was Reb Chaim. They went over to Bialev. You know, let's see what the Roshiva says. Byron Lay said, also Shimanov Lu Inu, it's Hezek Motzi, maybe if it's a Sefer Torah, maybe. Put the Sefer Torah, you have a good safe, he said also not to insure it. So they asked Reb Chaim al Maisa, you signed on a Raven. So they told Reb Chaim said Esther didn't even want to sign a Raven. And his father was against it. Everywhere he said this, he came to him and convinced him and told him that since it's Matzai, and the upon the Tzibur, and it happens all the time, and it's different Chayis upon the Tzibur. It's at the get of being Matzai, and Maisai should sign it, it's fine. Cover of Nis, and Maisai signed it. But otherwise, Tamazai, it's there, we should not do such things with Tabit Tokhan. So he gave out that in the Tokhan that we have, he said, well, if you make a Cheshman upon the insurance, I'm making money out of it, right? The odds are really against you if you think about it. If it were, or even might, the odds are not really against you, help everyone else to help out, it's going to happen. But the insurance are making it, they're making a number that they think is correct for them, they're making money over it. That's when you're betting against yourself, that's an insurance. So you got to value the koyach where Ruben discussed in of insurance, of tefillah, chos rabim, Torah. He said over Peldek and Meis the past week, it was by Chasna and Bnei Brak on the Monday night. So the mother of the chosn came over to me, so I have to tell you a story. That we went to the kibbutz office, the vice of the chasna, kenoig. So by the kibbutz office, there are signs, petek, daven for rain. So the chosn picked it up and said, let's understand this. Why chasna? I don't want rain. You know what? The night before, I have a friend getting married. The night afterwards, you got a good nick on the hall, it's all filled. Every night, who's daven for rain? First of all, don't really daven, and if I get chasna, I'm davening against it. They want by the office daven rain, they want by the chasna daven rain. Who wants rain? Boy, the rumor is saying, if people look in the newspaper, next 5 days, rain says what's going to be. If it's going to be rain, so what happens after first? Then not going to be rain, but it's not going to be rain anyway. So, with that betochen, we have to do a tefillah. The chassid said to his mother, let's daven, my office should have rain, and my chassid should have rain. Kach left the Shabbos, and I don't know where his office was. It was mamish raining non-stop, and Monday night it was not raining in Yerushalayim, but it was raining in Bnei Brak by his chassid non-stop. The rumor said, the kach tefillah. Torah is the Rambam of Torah. Meister Purim coming up with Magish, the Shivas of Torah, Shivas of Tzilah. It was not wasted on, sometimes wasting a time going to Bnei Brak, unless you have Mishpach, I'm not saying not to. But Meister is a time for everything Eitz Lakol, Avada, Chavish for the Tumay. But Meister, as the Rambam himself ends off, Echad Amarba, Echad Amayit, Vavan Shechad Liba Lishamayim.